So say the Hanukkah film on page 18. You see it, everyone? Page 18. It says, Tzorech Lavarech al Shalyad Achar Hanukkah al HaKiboris. Remember, we make brachas over Lasiyasan. Put it on the Kiboris. The Kiboris is here by the muscle, okay? Now, there are different parts of the hand. It says, put the tefillin al yodcha, right? So we need the Torah Shebaal Peh to tell us that the hand is from here to here. I don't know, I guess so. This is my arm, probably. So yodcha hits tefillin on your arm. Where on my arm? So the Torah Shebaal Peh tells it it's between your elbow and your shoulder. Okay? Right here. So why would I say that? Because if I put it here, it's not near my heart. It says the tefillin is supposed to be near your heart.
Lefties.
Well, lefty still, it's still going into your heart. It's near your heart here. The tefillin should be when you put your arms down, it's going to be around your heart. Okay, so I need Torah Shebaal Peh to tell me where to put this tefillin also. Because, you know, the Karaites wear the tefillin right here. And I see even some secular Jews that I just recently saw someone, there was a bris here, and someone came in, he was in the conservative shul. He wears tefillin. Right, it films mamish on the bridge of his nose.
Wow.
Tefillin is sticking out like this on the bridge of his nose.
You think that's dafka because of Bein Enecha, or he just doesn't know?
Oh, no. It's because they bedafka. No. They think that we're doing it wrong by wearing it up here. I'm just a Bein Enecha. Tell him, who told you to wear that black box? Where did you get to wear that? From the word totofos. Because it's with everything they do is like that. I do what I like, what makes sense to me, and if I don't like it, I'm going to do it that way. They're taught to wear tefillin up here, right over here.
There's no opinion in the Gemara that says that.
No. The Gemara's explanation of why we wear tefillin up here is because it says in another pasuk in the Torah, "Don't pull out the hair between your eyes for a loss of a mace of a dead relative." So no one's pulling out the hair over here. Who has hair over there? None of you guys. Maybe Groucho Marx has a little hair over here. You know, but no one's pulling it. Oh, I can't believe it. You're doing this. In the ancient world, there's sukkim all over Tanakh about the ancient people pulling out the hair on the top of their head for over a loss like that. So the Gemara says it's a gzeirah shavah, just as Ben Yenechem. Here is this. So it'd be an interesting question. We don't have time for right now, but why is it, of all things, the Torah uses a loss of a person for Bein Nechem? The short answer is that I'm wearing tefillin on my weaker hand, ki biyad chazaka hotziach Hashem b'Mitzrayim. My hand is weak compared to God's stronger hand. But, and so too, my mind is weak compared to God. When am I questioning God most? When I suffer a loss. So we dafka say Kaddish when we suffer a loss. Kaddish doesn't mention the dead. It's nothing to do with the dead.
So what you're saying is, by that logic, the totafot that they come up with should be something that they made up from the pasuk.
Yeah, the totafot means that it's some kind of adornment. Karaites wear a round little circle. Right? Okay? All right, so Tzorech Lavarech al Shalyad Achar Hanukha al HaKiboris, right here, we know from oral tradition. Kodem HaKshira, you make the bracha right before tying. The tying of it keeps it firm, and also even these keep it firm. The seven wrappings make sure it's firm. After you finish that seventh wrap, that's not going anywhere.
What's the start of the tie? The first one?
Yeah. If the knot doesn't go well, it's going to slip from your arm, right? So you have to obviously tie it and bring it around the other way. Now Ashkenazim and Sephardim have the knot differently and the rings differently. But one, it goes against the knot, because if it goes in the same direction, it'll fall off. Right? You see what the knot is? Mm-hmm. And then you take it in the other direction. Okay. V'chein al shalrosh kodim shemahat ko barosho. The same is true. The bracha is made right before putting it on. Right before tying it. Right? Kedei shabrocha tehe over lasiyasin, as we said by the Talis, right? That's the Ashkenazic minhag. If you ever see Sephardim daven, they bedafka sit when they put on tefillin.
But the shalrosh, you put it on and then you say the bracha. You don't tighten it though, right? That's
over
the
system.
You put it on
al mitzvah tefillin, and yeah,
and then you tighten.
And then you have a second. No, it should be right before.
Oh, before you even put it on your head at all.
Well, yeah, just with so that there's very little time between that and the, okay. And the shalrosh is a very important thing. The shalrosh is not considered on unless it's ben inechen and it's you can feel it's called Gova Harosh. There's an amazing Yerushalmi. There's a Rebbe is giving a shir, and it's getting late in the day, and he's getting so involved in the shir, and he doesn't stop the shir, and it becomes shkia. So Talmud says, Rebbe, you have to take off your tefillin. You're not supposed to wear tefillin at night, right? So he says, okay, I'm taking it off. And he just moved it to the side like that. The tefillin was on his head. But he said, if the tefillin is not Beni Nechem, so this is what the Mordechai says, that if your tefillin is, if the Shalrosh is not Beni Necha, it's in your zekel.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you say, it's as if though it's off.
If you see someone davening and it's over here, you should.
Yeah, so you know, everyone knows. I'm looking at everyone from up there, so I usually just. He says, this way, that. It becomes like a joke, you know. But okay, you think it's a joke, but I know that you need to have it, Ben Inechem. So sometimes it's a little too low. So it's a little too low. Sometimes the straps stretch out a little bit and it gets big on you. This is what is. This is just a side note. At the end of Siman Yudala, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can, if everybody in Israel has a social contract, that anyone in this minyan can use my talis. Right? I don't have to ask you to use your talis. Unless there's a sign in your bag that says, no one may use my talis, everyone can use the talis. Why? Because there's a social contract that everyone feels that I want people to do mitzvahs with mine. Plus, when someone uses your talis, you're going to get it back the way you got it. Of course, assume that you put it back, right? And not crumpled up. You put it back the way you found it, which is an easy thing to do with a talis. So there's a Tzitz Eliezer that asks, what is it true about tefillin as well? So it's already, the Aruch HaShulchan mentions that, not necessarily. I don't necessarily want you to do a mitzvah. In other words, you say, I can't wear tefillin unless I use your tefillin. Okay, call me up and ask me. But don't just assume that I'm okay with you using my tefillin. Right? Now, I have four or five extra pairs in that drawer, but the reason for this is that there's three differences that Tzitz Eliezer says between talis and tefillin. One is that talis is very easy to put back exactly as you found it. Tefillin, not so much. Because you might not put it back as you found it. Because if your head is substantially bigger than the head of the one who owns the tefillin, he's going to get it back and it's going to be between his eyes. Just wearing it a half hour on a much bigger head, if you're wearing it tight, it's going to stretch it out. And when he gets it back, he's wondering, wait, my tefillin all my life it fits fine, and now it's too big on me. What happened overnight? Two, the talis is worn usually over a jacket or a shirt. I don't know that I'm so happy someone does a mitzvah with. Who knows if he has, I don't know what's on his arm, he's sweating on him, my tefillin, right? Plus, I'm sure that Rabbi Gadlis Menhez, he knows where his shel yad is and where his shel rosh is in his tefillin bag, right? Mm-hmm. So that he puts his hand and he doesn't have to be maver on a mitzvah. You're not going to be remembered. Right? Okay, we'll stop with that.